Welcome to a new series of Time for Tefillah, exploring the Siddur in just 4 minutes a day. Many of us spend a huge amount of time, be it daily, weekly, or whatever, in Tefillah, in prayer. But often, it's all too easy to go through the motions. That which the Navi Yeshaya calls lip service, pivus vasav kibduni v'libam rachak mimeni. Just saying the words without feeling them. The truth is that the whole experience of Tefillah is meant to be something emotional, and it's something that requires investment. The Gemara at the beginning of Maseches Tanis tells us, Eizu yavoda shebalev havi omez Tefillah. What is service of the heart? La'avda b'chol levavachem, as the Pasuk tells us. That's Tefillah. Meaning the dictionary definition of Tefillah is Avoda Shebalev, service of the heart. Avoda has connotations of work, of hard work, work that needs investment. Something that needs to be developed over time. Shebalev means that Tefillah needs to be an emotional experience. We need to be able to connect to the words. We need to allow them to resonate. And as we say them with our mouths, we should be able to fill those words with meaning. To know what they mean. Multiple meanings of same words allows for our tefillah to be a varied and colorful experience. Because at different tefillahs, we can infuse them with different meanings, different nuances. That was the genius of the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah. When they formulated the tefillahs, which later will become the Siddur, they understood that when they turned the various different psukim into tefillahs, they were placing within them layers upon layers of meaning. So in any given situation that we find ourselves in, we can allow the words of tefillah to be an expression of what we're feeling, a request for what we need. But in order to maximize the power that lies within the Siddur, we need to know what those words mean. We need to go back to the source. If it's a pasuk, we need to know where the pasuk comes from. What do the main commentaries say? If it's a piece of Torah that makes it into our Siddur, and many pieces do, where's it coming from? What does it mean? What does it teach us? Each and every aspect of tefillah is something that can be delved into. It's something that has relevant and contemporary messages. But the last thing we would ever want is for the Siddur to be a closed book. Because really, when we learn through the Siddur, we're unlocking the soul, the heart of the Jewish people. What we're striving for nationally, what we're hoping for the world. We're looking for a way to express our hopes, our dreams, our aspirations as individuals and as part of this nation. The words of the Siddur are eternal. The layers of meaning, exquisite. The structure, the Seder in the Siddur, precise. Let's journey together to explore the various different elements that make up our Siddur. To go on that journey together, I really hope it will be an enjoyable, meaningful, and profound experience for all of us.